Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
The Gillette Riders stayed in North Dakota after the Jim Peterson tournament for one seven-inning game last night against the Jamestown Eagles. The Riders started off the game with a 2-0 lead after Mason Drew was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded, and Riley Schilling grounded out to a double play on the next at-bat, but it scored Seth Peterson, who was on third. Gillette kept the shutout lead to the bottom of the second when the Eagles cut it to a 2-1 Riders lead off a wild pitch. But Gillette was able to giddy up to a 4-run lead with a run in the third from a wild pitch, and they were able to get two more runs in from wild throws in the fourth and fifth to go up 5-1. But Jamestown was not done yet, as they would score a run apiece in the bottom of the fifth and sixth to make it 5-3 heading to the bottom of the seventh. And down to their final out, the Eagles got a run to make it 5-4. But the Riders were able to hold on and get the final out for the 5-4 victory, and they go to 43-16 in overall play on the season. The Riders stayed strong on defense for the whole game, as Gillette only came up with 3 hits, and the Eagles had 11. Hogan Tystad started on the mound for the Riders, and he would pick up the win, pitching 4.2 innings and recording a strikeout. Kelby Foss would come in relief, getting the save, pitching the final 2.1 innings, and he got 2 strikeouts. The Riders will travel to Minnesota now to get ready for the Gopher Classic Tournament in Minneapolis, which will begin tomorrow night. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.